Hello and welcome to Plot Trysts.
This is Lane.
This is Meg.
And today we're reviewing Obsession at the Opera by Delphine Roy.
This was published in 2024 and is the second book in the Bleu Blanc Rogue series.
And full disclosure, we did receive a complimentary copy for this review.
We did review the first in the series. It came out in January, so these are coming out fast and furious. We enjoyed that one a lot. It was really fun. It was an interesting romance set in France. And this is the second in the series. So we'll see how we feel about this one.
I just want to state for the record again and always that it is the best series title ever.
Yes, this series title is amazing.
We said it last time. I'll say it again. I'll say it every time we review a book in this series. Like, props for the nomenclature.
Every time. Book check-in?
Yes.
She's the only woman he cannot resist. Jerome Saint-Yves has always put duty, hard work, and family first. Just once, on the eve of returning to his homeland, did he heed his desire and spend an unforgettable night in the arms of a ravishing opera singer. Now his only goal is to make a name for himself as a Parisian architect. But the woman he thought he would never see again is much closer than he believes.
Stella Cardellini is a woman on the run, pursued by a wicked lord determined to possess her at any cost. Bound by a promise made to a dying friend, she flees London and crosses the Channel with a stolen heirloom in her pocket. The prestigious opera houses of Paris offer a fresh start, until she comes face to face with Jerome, the only man who made her understand the true meaning of passion.
From the scintillating stage to the underbelly of the city, Jerome and Stella are swept into a storm of danger and fiery obsession.
Totally fine, jacket.
Absolutely. Totally fine. Totally fine. I will tell you that before we go further, I absolutely loved this book. I thought it was like so good. I loved it.
All right. We disagree.
Well, we can disagree, but you are wrong because this book was so good. I loved it.
I thought it was kind of a disjointed mess.
Nope, it was perfect.
Okay.
As usual, we generated a random number between 1 and 50, and then we wrote our own summaries based on that number as a word count. And for this episode, that number was 33. I will kick us off my 33-word summary. A year ago, Jerome had a one-night stand with Stella. This fine, upstanding example of an architect has been obsessed with the opera singer ever since. Jerome is my kind of hero.
All right. Similar vibes. I mean, similar points, but different vibes, I should say. My summary. Two people who hooked up one night in England keep getting into trouble at the same events in France. The only solution to an ill-explained harassment campaign? Marriage with a side of adoption.
Fair. So, what are the tropes in this book? I mean, I think the big one is it's a one-night stand, right?
Right. So what was supposed to be his last night in England, because he had been exiled to England during the revolution, he meets this opera singer, has this incredible night, but literally gets on a boat the next day and thinks he will never see or hear from her again.
Same for her. She was like, why not? I'll hook up with this architect for one night. Like, I'll never see him again. No big deal.
So then their second meeting is totally fortuitous. He's invited to the estate of a French guy whose house he is hoping to build. But the guy also apparently consults with him occasionally as an expert on British antiquities and trinkets and goods. And so Stella happens to reach out to the same guy to sell this thing she stole. And Jerome is there and without even being warned is being asked to like appraise her item, essentially. And that's what kicks off this circumstantial re-meeting.
I would call this a he falls first romance. Like, he's basically been obsessed with her. She like can't forget him, but like
I don't know.
From the
I
moment
the
they reconnect.
They both were like equally enamored with each other after the first night. He just got to go back to a much more stable life in France than he'd had and like start his business. So he's like had all this time to obsess over her. And you learn like her life kind of shit hit the fan after that night. And so I think it's, I kind of disagree that it's a he falls first. He's just had more time to like ruminate. She's been fleeing for her life.
Okay, but does that not mean that he fell first?
No, I think they both fell first. I think they both fell that night and have been equally obsessed with each other. She just hasn't had time to pursue it.
Well, anyway, it's fine. I still will call this the he falls first, but that's okay. You don't have to.
Okay.
This is also a single mom romance.
This reminded me so much of the Maiden Lane that's the Beauty and the Beast retelling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It actually reminded me a lot of the Maiden Lane that's a Beauty and the Beast retelling, which is called Darling Beast.
Yeah, thank you.
And a little bit of the book by Erin Langston with the single mom who has the fake relationship so that she can get custody of her kids.
Oh, and starts dating the rake.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's like her childhood friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So those two reminded me. Those two books, this book had the same vibes as those two, in my opinion.
I think for me, Darling Beast was so front of mind because the parentage situation of the kid is so similar.
The parentage of the kid is very similar. It is not a spoiler, I think, because it's very clear from the beginning that it's not her child.
Right, but who the parents of the child are. And the situation in Darling Beast are almost copy-paste.
They're very similar. But then the Forever Your Rogue situation comes in at the end of the book, which I think might... We probably won't talk about it in here, but there are some similar vibes, I'll just say that, to Forever Your Rogue.
Yes.
So those were the two I was thinking of. But it is basically a single mom romance, and then he's like, you know, wants to be a part of the family. In quotation marks.
Well, and you also have the trite trope where he thinks the kid might be his.
He does. He does.
Just tell me if it's mine. And it's like, this is a scene from so many movies and books.
Yes. But she does like right away is like, nope, not yours.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't. That's one of the things I really liked about this book is that she doesn't lie to him. Except about one specific thing. Like, sure. She's not...
He omits a lot, but...
Yes. Not she's not trying to trap him into a relationship by pretending that this kid is theirs, for example.
Right.
Which I really liked, to be honest. Like, I just really liked the two characters and their dynamic.
Okay.
Any other
that tropes wasn't where this like I, this was a fun little book and I like their love story was adorable. I found the wider plot around them to be a nonsensical mess. That in a way that really frustrated me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I've reached the point with historical romance that as long as there is a plot, I don't care that much.
I mean, there's even this like he has flashbacks to his first lover.
Uh-huh.
That, like, I did not even understand what I was supposed to be taking away from that, other than clearly he needed to go to therapy.
I mean, we talk about that a lot, actually. These poor people, like, therapy was just not an option for them, you know?
I know, but in this case, like, I don't actually know why it was even there. It wasn't relevant to anything else that happened.
They both did really need therapy. And I mean, like the whole population of Paris was traumatized, you know? Yeah.
Well, so, and she's of the demimonde.
Yes.
So one of the conflicts is sort of, will she taint him?
Well, like that was something I really liked how it was handled in this book. Like I was obsessed with it. That could have been the main conflict of this book. I think that
it wasn't.
I was going to say, I think that's the thing that made me just like go over the edge with this book is that they really were on the same page and like on the same side, maybe not the same page, but on the same
side. Not the same page.
And trying to solve the same problem with each other for the book. And the conflict was external. You may argue that it was nonsensical external conflict, But it was external, and I liked it.
So here's my thing. I think the reason this book lost me is twofold. One, the nonsensical, like, conflict and wider plot. But two, the amount of time they weren't communicating and not fucking. For two yes. people, where, like, this was all supposed to be so based on passion, I just didn't feel the heat.
I mean, I felt it. And what the other thing that made this book work for me is that it was like 250 pages long. So it's not super long. And the time that they're apart felt long, but it was like maybe two chapters.
I think for what this book was trying to do, I needed it to be hotter.
I liked it a lot.
You've made that clear.
I mean, does it break any barriers or shift any paradigms? No. But I sat down, read this book, and like every chapter I'd be like, oh my God, yes. Like, oh yes. Like it moved so swiftly for me that I didn't get bogged down in these like really, he could have spent hours and days and months literally agonizing about whether he should marry her or not.
No, like, everything you're saying is true. None of that stuck with me because I was starting every chapter with, wait, did I just miss something? Like, why is this what's happening in the plot? And then I'm skimming through, like, was I just not a thorough reader? It was like, nope, this is just coming out of nowhere.
I loved it. What can I say? Like, I don't know. Does it doesn't even have any like social political issues, which to be completely honest, maybe I was ready for that too. So I've been reading a lot of historical romance lately that's like, let's tackle feminism. Let's talk about, you know, I'm sorry, but like, let's talk about the reproductive issues for women.
Right. And this is very much a book where it's like, hey, the rich guy's the bad guy.
Right. This book is like, the rich guy's the bad guy. These two hot people are hot for each other, which I always love.
Yep.
And did they let anything stand in their way of like getting together and getting married? No, they didn't.
Correct.
So I guess I was just like in the right space for this because it worked. Like everything about it worked for me.
I get it.
What can I say? Like I said, it's a short book, which also to me really benefited. Like maybe you don't feel the same way, but for me, that's how I felt.
I don't have any opinion on the length of it.
Yeah. I think it's because I could see the spots where the angst could have been drawn out more. And when she didn't do it, I was like, oh, thank God.
You were just so relieved.
I was just so happy. Like, he's like, oh no, if I hook up with Stella, then like, I won't be a good family man. And it'll hurt my family. And then he's like, oh, she's in danger. Got to get married.
I did laugh out loud at this when she's like, but you'd face so much risk marrying me, woman of the demimonde. And rather than being like, I'd marry you for any reason, that doesn't matter to me. He's like listing off all the people who could be impacted. He's like, parents are dead. Sisters are married. I'm not an aristocrat. And she's like, okay. So the potential risk for you is low, is what you're saying.
Yeah, which I like, I loved. He wasn't just like, I will defy the world to marry you. He was like, look, I've thought about it, and you know what? I don't have to agonize about this. Let's get married.
Yeah.
I liked it. What can I say? I really appreciated it. I also like loved that the moment he saw her again, he was like, welp, that's it. Gotta go find her. You know?
Yeah, the man was pretty decisive.
Yes, he was. He was very decisive. Maybe I like that in a man. I don't know.
I'm not saying that was the problem.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't have a lot more to say about this book. I was just so pleased. When I read it, I had so much fun. I think whether you like it or not, it's going to depend on like how much in the mood you are for a book like this.
Yeah. Do you want to enjoy sort of these two people just beelining right for, we're going to get married and that'll solve this problem? Or are you going to get bogged down to, why am I supposed to care about these dueling crime rings?
I didn't care about the dueling crime rings.
I did. I was like, I'm so confused. I don't actually understand who the players are. This whole ending came out of nowhere.
I'm certain that we're going to find out about the players in the third book. Like, that's
right,
what
that
I
doesn't change
that
the fact I just had to read a whole book that has several of the players in them without knowing what the fuck was going on.
A whole book. There was like maybe five paragraphs about the dueling crime ring.
Disagree. Strong disagree.
You're wrong, but whatever. Again, it's
fine.
I
actually think you're wrong, and you just didn't care about that, so you didn't pay much attention to it.
Okay, I did pay attention to it, because let's look at the content warnings. They're coming up right now, and I did talk about torture as a content warning.
I don't see how this refutes my point, but sure. Content warning.
Because I was paying attention, and that happened. While he
was
torturing.
The fact that she got tortured does not mean you were paying attention to all of the references to the crime rings throughout the book.
There was like a lot in the torture scene. So guys, there's torture, and it's the kind of torture that usually I really...
This is good. I was about to say it's the kind of torture that really bothers me. I'm glad ranked your tortures.
I was just thinking that. I was like, man, Meg, that was like kind of problematic, what you just said. But it's the kind of torture where, like, they tortured him to get information out of him. And the more they tortured him, the better the information was, right?
Right.
So, incorrect torture.
I really don't see how you're making this better, but sure, keep at it.
Inaccurate torture?
Sure. The big bad in this book is a known, like, libertine taken to a terrible extent. Known sexual assaulter, like, type of guy who thinks money gets him whatever he wants, including people. He, at one point, assaults a 14-year-old.
Yep. Yep. It's not explicit, but it is clear.
And relevant to the plot.
Yes. And then one of the characters is kidnapped and abused by the kidnapper for a little bit. So, and guys, I normally hate books where this kind of shit happens, and yet I was into this one. So there
it
you go.
Booked it through it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it moved
so
fast. Like, it did not dwell on any of this.
I think that's why I could, like, handle it, to be completely honest. And this is also why I say that the fact that it was 250 pages, for me, worked. Because what would you have expanded in this book, right? I mean, maybe the sexiness.
And the sexiness. The plot and the sexiness.
But I was 100% fine with the plot that was here. Like, honestly, I didn't want more.
Okay.
But I could have done with more sexiness. Let's talk about the sexiness.
Yes. I found nothing in there here really worked for me. So, like, I totally recognize this is just a not-for-me book. But, the way even the sex scenes that were on the page were written felt very stilted to me. Like, the rhythm of the sex scenes, like, I found distracting.
I am clutching my pearls right now because there are two masturbatory scenes in this book that I thought were so sexy.
I was shockingly disappointed by them.
Oh my God. So Jerome, he, like, gets in a fist fight and she's like, oh, here, take my handkerchief so that you can, like, blot your lip that got split. Mm-hmm. And he goes home, and of course he doesn't, you know, sully his handkerchief by, like, wiping it on his dirty face. No. So he takes it home, and then the next morning he's like, oh, this handkerchief, and he's like, it smells like Stella. And so he jacks off. But does he use the handkerchief? No. That would also be sullying the handkerchief. I don't know, Lane, the whole thing, everything about it, loved it, fucking loved it.
Okay.
And then, like, when he went to see her, he was like, here's your handkerchief back. It's been pressed.
What's funny to me is, like, I did not hate this. Like, this just immediately got filed into, it is a romance novel, and I have read it, and that is going to be the only thing that resonates. Like, I will not remember I read this. Like, I'm going to be honest. Uh-huh. And the fact that you were like, no, there are things, like, this is what, I feel like in some ways this is the biggest disagreement we've had. Because
besides
you,
remembrance.
No, but I totally admit that's a, I like it. I'm not saying this is the only book where one of us has liked it and the other hasn't.
Yeah.
But I feel like most of the time when one of us really doesn't like something, we totally see the other person's point.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, like, feel that way to us. Whereas in this book, I'm literally just baffled that you found so much of this, like, good and memorable.
I can't believe that you didn't like this book.
I didn't hate it. It was utterly fine. I'm just sort of taken aback that you loved it this much.
I will say I did text Lane that I loved it, and then I was like, I gotta walk that back, because sometimes, you know, if someone tells you love something,
then, I forgot that you said that, so don't worry about it.
Thank God. But then I did go back and backtrack. I was like, it was a book. It was a romance novel.
Nothing about this stuck out to me.
Well, we're just gonna have to agree to disagree, because I loved this book. I would 100% reread it. Loved it. Truly.
Okay.
Anyway, if you are interested in reading this book, it is out now. It is also available in Kindle Unlimited. So if you have Kindle Unlimited, go for it. The first one in the series is also out. I don't know. Maybe you should read it and then let us know who you agree with, me or me.
I was mean, but I think I was only mean. I had no plans to be this was terrible, and I don't think it was terrible, but I think I'm just more confused. I sound like I'm more negative about this book than I am, because I don't see your point of view.
That this book was a little gem. Little bijou.
Like that.
It's a little bijou.
Well, yeah, check this book out. Let us know what you think. And thank you guys so much for listening.